I'd like to call the meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, everyone. I guess we have to give the warning by law that in the unlikely event of an emergency, we will notify you from here, and the exits are at the back or through these doors here and out the other double doors. Please exit in an orderly fashion. Okay, we'll open the floor for public comment. John.
Yeah, I noticed down here by 203, a little stream. I think it's Columbia County's responsibility. It looks like it's getting really built up with debris. We get a lot of high water like we have in the past. It might create a problem for senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
If they can notify them, maybe they can clean it out or something.
John, I'm not sure if it was last year. It might have been 2 years ago. The person that owns the senior housing, I think it's a woman that took it upon herself to actually clean the debris out and cut the trees there. And I noticed that it's grown back again. But someone got in there, and I'm pretty sure the owner of that senior housing took it upon herself to do that because of the flooding over the last couple of years. And she felt that by doing that, it actually pushed the water farther down 203.
This is as you go right around, when the water comes right around the corner there, looks like it built up about this high, right in the nose.
I know. I've seen it myself. And but it, the woman took the responsibility to do that, so I'm not sure if we should contact her again and to do it. I don't think it's the state's responsibility.
Wasn't there an issue with, because it feeds into the public fishing streams, something to do with the silt? And it seems like I recall that being discussed.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't
Might have been before.
It was quite as easy as, you know, just sending somebody out there with a backhoe.
Well, the intent was for her, because we received so much water that it literally, I mean, they had to evacuate all the people, and that was a problem.
3 or 4 years ago, maybe?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look into it and see. We'll contact whoever. We'll contact the owner first and then proceed from there, I guess, right? Okay. Anyone else? Yes?
Go ahead. We were coming in to ask permission or see what the procedure would be to have a tree planted in honor of my grandson, Logan Gwen, who recently passed away due to his battle with leukemia. And Maureen is a representative from the American Legion in Nassau, and we have been talking together with the American Legion. They would like to purchase the tree, and then Logan's Avengers, basically Logan's family, would make sure that the tree would be planted in a spot over by the park, is our first choice, that it wouldn't be in the way of any of the things that are already there. And then we have an engineer in our family who would go over there, and we would plant a tree so it wouldn't cause any complications with the things that are already there and the stream and everything. So we weren't sure what the process was to first get approval and, you know, see if you guys had any suggestions or comments about what you would like to see over there. Our intention would not to plant a big growing tree so it wouldn't have ramifications down the road. It would be kind of on the small side, and what we were thinking about was having some kind of flowering tree that would be really beautiful during the season, and that, like I said, we would take full responsibility of picking it out, planting it, and then eventually we would like to add a bench next to it with a plaque as to why the tree is there, because, you know, he, before he had passed away and gotten sick, he had played over at the park numerous times. So we are here to see how that approval process is and how we get started.
Well, sounds very nice. I think Kurt, you would work with that.
Introduce.
Kurt is chairman of the beautification committee, and he would be happy, I'm sure, to work with you on all the arrangements for that, and then liaison between the board and or the village, and make that happen.
Okay, thank you.
Any other public comment? Yes.
Okay. I'd like to know how many part-time police we have in the building.
How many do we have, Tom?
Eight.
We have eight.
That's quite a few.
Well, they all work pieces of hours, so, you know.
I know.
Short term, so.
I still think that's quite a few.
Well, we could do with less, and they could work longer hours. But it doesn't gain anything.
My grandson came out Easter for a visit. He was very sick, but he made the attempt to come out and spend a couple of hours with us. He leaves, stopped at the stop sign, didn't speed, didn't do anything wrong. They stopped him because he has tinted windows that he's had for years. Never, ever did he get a ticket. He comes to NASA, our tiny little village, and he gets a ticket. They couldn't even give him a warning on Easter Sunday. He's going through the Clifton Park. He works in Schenectady, and they give him a ticket. He never gotten a ticket for that before, for anything.
Yeah.
I'm upset. I'm upset. Is there any way that the people, because we're paying your salary, is there any way that the people of the village can start a petition and see who wants these cops?
Well, we just did that last year, and, you know, that's been settled.
What happened to it? I never heard any
property, so. That legislation didn't pass anyway, but I'm just saying.
Anything else? John?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Charlie Collins for his term of service, being mayor. And I'd like to know his secret. He looks younger than when he started.
That's not true.
I don't know if it was a trip to Florida or the.
That's not true. John.
That's permanent.
<Okay. laughs>
Anything else? Okay, entertain a resolution to accept the final assessment roll.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy, seconded by Randy. Any comments on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's passed. Resolution to refund the refuge payment, a refuge payment of $192.95 to Lori Bergen, right?
It's $192.50.
$192.50, yeah, that's it. So what happened is she didn't think she paid it, so she paid it again with all the penalties, and then realized when she went to do her taxes it was already paid, so we're refunding the overpayment.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to refund the money to Ms. Bergen.
Second.
Motion by Charlie, seconded by Dave. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, local law number one, Parks Curfew. We're going to table that for some adjustments.
Yeah, maybe what we can do is this. We're going to change it to police on the second section 5. We're going to change it from peace officer to police officer. And we'll change section 6 to issue an appearance ticket. Yes? Okay. And what we can do is, because we're going to change what we were proposing, we'd have to do another public hearing. So perhaps we can have a resolution to hold a public hearing at our next meeting. And I'll revise this. It'll be there. She can post the notice again, and we'll just do it with those corrections. I mean, and that kind of makes sense, actually, because that's why you have a public hearing, to find out if you know. Mm-hmm. So that's a real good point.
What was the second change there? Number five was police officer.
Yeah, police officer instead of peace officer. He's correct. Both those are terms of art. I think I used the wrong one. And instead of saying a summons, we'll call it an appearance ticket. I'll make those changes, and then we'd have to have a resolution tonight to hold a public hearing on this local law as revised, and then at our, let's say, 6:45 at our next mm-hmm. regular meeting, whatever that date is.
May 13th.
May 13th, okay, and then it's just easy to run this. So we'll
entertain a resolution to hold a public hearing on the amended local law May 13th at 6:45.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy, seconded by Randy. Any other further discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, we did the bills Monday, so adjournment's in order.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Randy and Chuck. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.